Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York, and I'm broadcasting tonight from the Bright Red Desk on the Upper East Side. And I expect to be joined shortly by my cohorts in crime, Heather Roan Robbins and Mark Woltz. It is a rainy night here in New York. And it was rainy yesterday, rainy today, probably going to be rainy tomorrow. And people go, does the sun affect the weather? Does the moon, the planets? And, of course, the sun is approaching a square with Neptune. So we're all having this whole water everywhere and emotions everywhere. How many people in the audience, listening audience, raise your hands, press your one keys on your phone, feel they're a little bit overwhelmed by all the emotions flying around in the heavens. And that is as it's to be. Now, the good news is we had a new moon yesterday at 7:18 in the morning, and it was a very potent new moon. It's in Sagittarius. It had a lot of cool stuff on it. And what new moons do is they say new beginnings. So I did a webinar on Sunday. You're welcome to sign in and buy it if you want. You still have a couple days to do your new moon manifestation circle. You can do it tomorrow. You can do it tonight at 11, before 11:08. You can do it tomorrow or Friday. And there's a lot of energy here around, you know, moving forward and wanting to create. So I think I see Mark arriving. Mark, is that you?
Yes, it's me. How are you, Ann?
Hi, good. So introduce yourself.
Mark Wolf, speaking to you from New York City.
Yeah, I was just telling them about the rain.
Across town from you.
Across town from me. And there's a new, so it's a new moon that happened yesterday, and it's in Sag. It's 7 degrees, but it's a really nice, big, juicy moon. It has a lot of T-squares in it. T-squares are action-oriented. And it also has the sun and the moon squaring the nodes of fate. So we're all being asked to make fated choices, F-A-T-E-D. The sun and the moon are in what's called the bends of the chart. So they're kind of pushing us, and they're inviting us and asking us and begging us and whatever else the moon and the sun do to make fated choices and to give ourselves permission to move forward. And so it's really big. It's a very nice, juicy energy. And, of course, the last 2 days have been pouring rain because the sun's coming to a sextile to Neptune, which, of course, gets us all wet and watery and emotional and sensitive and feeling stuff. So what have you been running into in your world, Mark?
Mostly wet. Including a little wet cough.
A little cough, yes.
Yeah. There's been a feeling of kind of wetness around, which in our part of the world, it's been dry in the southeast, but wet in the northeast. And it's just there's a feeling here that water is something to celebrate. That's what I'm picking up. Is water is an element, and it's one of the four elements that we need to sustain life.
Mm-hmm.
So we celebrate what we have.
Right. And we really are seeing a lot of it. You know, certainly with the fires in Gatlinburg. And, you know, just a whole bunch of energy around water and fire, you know. So being aware with Neptune on the node of fate, you know, you watch those houses catch up like tinderbox. They just, boom, exploded. And I think part of our journey, you know, is all, you know, there's a big fire energy in the hot in the sky, which is going to be there through next October. So the energy I've been using is, you know, you take a match, Aries, and you light the candle Sag, you know, so it's air candles, a lot of candles being lit up, which is a lot of different ideas, you know, a lot of plans, maybe this, maybe that, maybe this, maybe that, and kind of pushing them all forward. And if you've ever been in a restaurant where they light all the candles on a tray, and then they run around and distribute them to the tables, you know, kind of think of that energy. Where do you want to distribute the fire to? Where do you want to distribute the light to? And what does that look like? And so it's, you know, it's an important visual to hold, and it also helps a little bit to kind of get you through the week sometimes when it's a little harder than other weeks. And we also have a lot of energy this week with Mars talking to both Jupiter and Saturn, because what he wants to do is get us making plans. He's in Aquarius, and he's talking to Jupiter in a nice aspect, and he's talking to Saturn in a hard, in a nice aspect, and Jupiter and Saturn are talking to each other in a nice aspect. They're sextile.
Right.
So they're supporting us moving into some new project, some new creative thing. And I think that's, you know, if we know that, it can help a lot with it. So I was saying, as you, when you tuned in, we should do new moon ritual. The new moon was yesterday morning. But basically, until we get to the opening quarter, which is the 7th next week, the first few days are nice. So, you know, today and yesterday were Sag moons until 11 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow is a Capricorn moon. And the Capricorn energy is a lot about, you know, building and structures, and that has a nice closing aspect. And then if we go as far as the Aquarius moons, that has a nice closing aspect too, from 2:40, Saturday afternoon around 2:44, Sunday, and then, you know, the moon goes void bright and early Monday morning. So I would do, you know, you can do aspects, you can do rituals up until then, saying this is the way I want to dedicate, or this is what I want to create.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like them because you're focusing your intent. You're saying this is what I'm really interested in doing. This is important to me. And we get so caught up in everything else rather than in what is important to us, because there's a million and one Facebook posts and a million and one tweets from the Donald and a million and one news feeds and emails and phone calls, and we never sit to actually focus our own intent. We're drawn in a million directions. So this is a really good time to do that. Do you do any new moon rituals, Mark?
I do sometimes, not always. Mm-hmm. But and I don't always use the new moon for that, but setting intentions is really good, and using the energy of the sky to help you focus those intentions is really very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we do that kind of almost, you know, people call it magic, or they do, oh, that the secret stuff, do you really believe that? And it's kind of like, well, yeah, but that's how we get everything. You know, we have an idea, we have an intent, we're in the mood for a hamburger, we go order one. And it works on bigger levels, too.
You're holding the bow and arrow in your hand, you have to look at the target, or where's that arrow going to go? And if you do look at the target, the arrow is going to go to the target as best you can shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So you need that. And so where the mind is focused, all the action will follow.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely a correlation between, you know, push it towards it and give it permission to go that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's kind of cool. And we don't realize, you know, so often that's the underlying story. If we really focus that intent, we get there.
Why when you get a nice new moon like this one with really positive and action-oriented aspects, then it's a great one to use, because it will put thought into action very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Thought always goes to action, but when you have that kind of focused energy, it just moves all the quicker.
Right. Kind of kicks everything up into high gear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The other thing that happens this week is Mercury enters Capricorn, and it's going to pass the degree of its station. So Mercury's kind of in new territory, getting ready, and he's going to be talking to you about the retrograde that he's going to run all December. And then also Saturn is now in new territory. He's passed his station degree. So what we're doing what that means is, you know, Saturn got as high as, let me see the number. Saturn got as high as 1624, and now he is past 1624 and moving quickly into new territories. He passed 1624 on November 19th. So what that means is Saturn's in new spaces, new dreams, new visions, and he's going to be going forward for a while until we get to March when he stations to go retrograde, but he's carving new paths. So for all of us, he's speaking to us about the new dream, the new direction, and a lot of people are really feeling that they need to take a new direction or follow some new dream or do something, you know, because this is the old dream's done or the old dream didn't work out. So now it's what's the new dream. And it's forward, full steam ahead in this area. So it's important to kind of think about what your vision is. You know, we keep saying, Mark and I, or I keep saying, vision. And I'm not going to blame you for that. but Saturn and Sag is the vision. It's the archer with the arrow. And what's he pointing the arrow at? So you want to really be aware you're shooting arrows again, you know, whether you know what the target is or not. Your chart's shooting arrows. So
yes,
as it shoots the arrows.
You might as well have a target.
You might as well have a target that you're aiming towards and then let the arrows fly. Right, yeah.
I mean, you can just sort of stand there and shoot them off randomly, but, you know, you won't even know if it went somewhere.
Right. What's that poem? I shot an arrow into the sky and fell to earth. I know not why. Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So with Saturn now in a new section of the Sag, this cat's going to drive me crazy. Max, you got to stop that, babe. He's got this whole new thing with water glasses, you know, which is very bad. Yeah, well, I give him a lot of water. He likes water, but he really likes to drink out of your water glass. So I had somebody here for a reading the other day, and he hopped on the table, and he stuck his little face on their bowl. And I had gone into the kitchen to get, like, tea or something, like, you know. I came out, and they didn't know what to do. He's sitting on the table with his face in their glass, you know. And I'm like, Max.
Really?
And he, like, looks at me like, yeah. Like, what, you know? Like, you left. Really? She didn't defend her glass, so it's mine now.
Right.
And I'm like, I am so sorry. And she kind of looked at me like, your cat must drink out of glasses all the, you know, like that look, like the people that don't have pets get when your cat is bad. You know, it's like badly behaved children, badly behaved pets, and your pets do something, and you go, you know, he doesn't do that normally. But today he just walked over to my glass of water and stuck his face in it.
She knows she's been sharing that glass with Max for a while. Right.
Yeah, she didn't have a happy face on. But you know, what are you gonna do? It's a cat, you know, he's an opinionated little thing. He's a Taurus, he does what he wants, you know. He's a Taurus with a Pisces moon and he's like, I want water. So he went and got himself some water. So anyway, Saturn's in a new section, Mercury's entering his retrograde shadow. Start watching your equipment. If it starts going rah, 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 know that it's going to break any day now, probably on the retrograde. So get ready. And it's fun, always fun. So anything else you want to say about the sky before we take some callers? We have a lot of people on the line today.
Oh, let's see. I think that's mainly what there is to watch for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Sounds like a plan. All right, so let's take a caller. We got 828, who's been on hold since before I got on. They were hanging out.
Okay.
Hi, 828-335. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi, it's Danielle. My birthday is 6/13/81.
Wait.
6/13/81.
6/13/1981. Uh-huh.
9:25 a.m.
9:25 a.m. Mm-hmm.
And it's Alton, Illinois. Alton.
Okay. And first name?
Danielle.
Danielle. What can we do for you, Danielle?
Well, I just moved up to Roanoke, Virginia a few months ago. And ever since I've been up here, I have a chemical sensitivity, like severe case of it. I'm allergic to colognes and perfumes, and every time I leave my house, I get poisoned by all of these things. And I took a job as a teacher's aide to try to make some extra money, and I got really bad sick from all of the fabric softener I can smell on people. I'm really sensitive to all these things, and I'm really having a hard time with this.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, you are really sensitive. Well, you've got your sun is in Gemini, and it's opposite Neptune and Sag. And Neptune in Sagittarius is in the 12th house of the body. And Saturn rules the 12th, or rules the body, and it's in Libra, which is the sign of air, next to Venus, or Jupiter, which is in the sign of air, in the 3rd house. So the chart is really chemically sensitive, and very much to air things. And, of course, you've got a classroom full of little people that mothers wash things in fabric softener.
Yeah.
So what did you do for work before you moved to Roanoke?
Well, I didn't because of my disability with my back, but I'm in the process of trying to manifest clients for my own health and nutrition business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my plan is, but I'm kind of scared and nervous, and I don't know where to start with it. And
okay. Well, the health and nutrition business makes a lot of sense with your chart because you've got nice 11th house energy, which is working in coaching and groups. And you've got Saturn coming to your Neptune. That's going to get there in a couple of weeks. And that kind of officially starts a new chapter for you around work. Roanoke, Virginia. Let me see how your chart looks there. Mark, while I'm relocating her, you have anything you want to add?
Still kind of looking at where things are here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Roanoke, you're living on your moon line, so that makes it a little bit easier. You know, a lot of ways to manifest the group work, you know, it's going into groups and speaking to groups helps you get the health and the coaching. Also, it's a good, if you could find an office job that is a little less chemically allergic than the kids, that would help. I mean, I get the kids because it's the sun and all those planets in the 11th house, but because of the sun-Neptune opposition, your chart really is very sensitive to the smells. You know, it's I had a secretary who had this, and, you know, she would hit the subway when she was pregnant, and she would just vomit from the smells. Sorry, people, if that's a little gross. But that sun-Neptune opposition, you need to figure out a way to use it in a group where you're not going to necessarily be affected by the smell. So sometimes
yeah,
that can be office stuff. Yep, Mark? Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that will really help on that is being able to name exactly what the things are that you're the most sensitive to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then substituting other things that you're not sensitive to and letting people know what's on your list. And, you know, don't be shy about doing that. So, you know, identify the biggest culprits.
Yeah, even being in groups of people, there's people that wear colognes and perfumes and stuff. And
yep.
Mm-hmm. Lotions. And lotion.
Mhm.
And I can smell it. Smell it.
Mhm. No, you totally can. You really do have all that. You do have that energy in your chart of really, you know, picking up all the,
yeah,
you know, all the smells and stuff. So.
And I recently just got over an upper respiratory infection. There was blood coming up and like chunks of green stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your body getting rid of the stuff that you don't do well with. So the good news about that is your body is doing the work. But, you know, it makes you feel lousy. So, but better than feeling lousy and your body's not getting rid of stuff, too, then it gets even worse. Do you have a... any kind of exercise program? Because sometimes that really helps to get rid of stuff.
Yeah, I just joined the gym, and I'm getting to the point to where I'm going to start going.
Good. Try to do things that help you to work up a sweat. Not crazy, but just so you have that feeling, even if it's a very light sweat, is that's going to pull a lot of things out of you that need to go out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the... you know, it's an interesting chart because it's got this whole kind of focus in terms of what you're trying to do, and with that Scorpio moon, it's just a really sensitive. You know, it's actually a chart that's kind of like a perfumier or someone who's a wine person. You know, you smell the wine and you know what's going on with it because the nose is so sensitive with that Sun-Neptune opposition and the Saturn-Jupiter. I agree with Mark
I was going to say that's an interesting irony because, you know, the same sensitivity that kind of knocks you out is also a talent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a huge talent and a real strong gift. That said, it's in a house that's hard. You know, because every time you're in a group, you're gonna smell stuff, and it's gonna make you feel a little crazy. You know, so
yeah, and depressed.
Not crazy, but just you're just gonna pick it up really strongly.
And I can't be around. I don't know, and I'm isolated here because I don't know anybody that doesn't have. Everybody I know is wearing this stuff. I can't go to people's houses. I can't have them over here. I haven't even been able to see my boyfriend because his parents use that stuff on their clothes. And
yeah.
Well, does he live with his folks, or do he washes at their house?
Yeah, he lives there, and it's like a toxic nuclear waste dump in there with all the cleaning products and stuff. And even at my
mm-hmm.
friends' houses, it's the same thing. So I can't go over
mm-hmm.
there.
Right.
I can't have them here.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely, you know, it's got a strong, you know, you have a strong, you know, you've got a strong reaction, so...
Is it going to lessen over time, or is it always going to be like this?
It is always going to be like this, but you can use it up. You can use it up in other ways. So that you know, the answer is yes. That's your natal potential, and when you hit 24, 25, it really activated. 23, 24, it really activated. So now it's really running, and so we can find other ways to use it. Saturn's coming to your Neptune now this year, so that can tamper it down a little, or that can bring you work that uses your Neptune and that helps your Neptune, you know, be, you know, you got the Neptune for a reason, right? So that's part of your chart. So when Saturn comes to the Neptune, he says, okay, this is the work you can do with this Neptune. This is what it brings you. And so as a high chemical sensitive with the moon in Scorpio, you know, part of what you're going to be doing is saying, okay, we are completely awash in chemicals, and I'm like a canary in the mine shaft, so I can feel that that's a dangerous chemical. So, you know, for nutritional testing, for helping people with, you know, if you're working with them and listening to what you know, a lot of times your body's going to react to their story, to know what their nutritional issues are, because you're going to feel it somewhere in your system because of the sensitivity. So I think, you know, what I would do is I would get training as an empath or training as a medium and then work with it that way and see if that helps use up some of that Neptune. And then, you know, because it kind of think of it as a glass of water. You know, energy in your system and your chart is a glass of water. So right now, you know, how are you using that up? You're reacting to everybody coming into your space that you smell. If you use up the energy, it takes it down, and it isn't as much in the chart anymore. You know, you've spent some of it, kind of like you spent your money in the bank account. So if we can use it up, and so Neptune in Sagittarius is, to Mark's point, sweating, fire, building up the fire in your body and letting the fire detox you, so that when you're near something that smells, you can release it rather than absorbing it. But also, I would do work with your mediumship or with your empathic ability, and then that allows you to work in a different level or in a different way. So it's not just inhaling people's smells and then being reactive to them. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And then you're working not just with the physical sense of smell, but also the intuitive sense of what people are feeling,
mm-hmm.
which is often associated with smell as well.
Right, right. I have one friend, she's a psychic, and she opens the front door, and she smells the person. And if they smell bad, she shuts the door. She says to them, "I can't read you." And she closes the door in their face.
Oh.
Because she won't let them come into her house if they smell bad. You know, I mean, it's just that's how sensitive she is to smell.
Yeah, and that's the sense instrument that she uses
yes.
to tune in. Yeah.
Right. Mm. So you use that as yours because you have the moon in Scorpio, which is entirely attractive to energy. You know, it's a water magnet. And then your Saturn and Jupiter are in air, so that's an air energy. And then your Sun is in air, that's an air energy. And your Mercury is in water, so that's a fluid energy. So it's kind of an air fluid. So you can do a couple things. You know, you can wear, obviously you can get a mask, but you can't really, you can walk around like that. I had a friend who went to China, and she wore a mask the whole time she was there because the air quality is so bad. But
right. But
you want to use up the Neptune on a different level. And so the mediumship can help, but also just being aware, like, that you smell somebody, and the fabric softener, the chemicals, you know, I can't go in, I'm not as sensitive as you by any means, but I can't go into the Yankee candle stores, their chemicals are in their candles. I just can't do it. I mean, I can't go anywhere near them, you know. No offense to Yankee candle people.
Right? Yeah, Danielle won't go near Yankee Candle, I'm sure.
No, you're never going
to. Or any of those stores that have lots of fragrances. And, yeah.
So I did consider getting a mask, and I've been looking online to get one.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think it would help a lot, you know. And I would start with those little paper ones that the Chinese people wear. My guy, you know, my Chinese herbalist downtown, he has a little mask he wears, you know, because there's all the dust and all that. They're very fine, you know, the ones that that surgeons wear, you know, kind of preventive. A lot of times you see them in Chinatown here in New York. You know, start with one of those because they filter a lot of stuff out and see how that works. And then they filter out the particles, huh? Pardon?
You might also try rinsing your sinuses with a neti pot. Do you know what a neti pot is?
Yeah, I'm familiar with those, yeah.
Yeah, use just a warm salt water. And that can help flush out things that are sitting there and can continue to bother you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm considering getting one that's fleece because I can wash it, because the paper mask, you know, surgical mask, whatever they're making those with, I can smell whatever in it too, and it's not good.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, and also I have a Venta air washer, which helps a lot take the chemicals out of the air, takes the cat hair out of the air and stuff like that too. Venta. Mm. I use it a lot because, you know, people come to the house and sometimes they're allergic to cats. And it keeps the dander way down because it gets all the particles in the air out. So I would maybe check that out too. You can definitely, you know, the goal here is to use up the Neptune the best you can so that you're free to use it, you know, you're free to go in another way. You know, you're allowing that Neptune to come in another way. With Saturn coming to the Neptune, it does indicate you're going to get some kind of workaround this year. You're going to work with it and come up with ways of working with it that are a little easier for you. So that part's the good news. The bad news is, you know, you're a sensitive. You're a high empath. So finding other ways to spend the energy always helps. So, Mark, anything you want to add?
No, I think that probably pretty well covers it at the moment.
Okay. And that's it. We're done. The British lady said we have 10 seconds left, so we're finished. Anne Ortley signing off here in New York, and?
And Mark Waltz in New York. Thank you to Danielle for calling in.
Yep.
And
we'll see you
all
next week.
If we call on you today, then raise your hand next week. Okay.
Next week, yeah. And also, if you have a question you can and you can't hear the show live, feel free to mail us the questions, and we will answer them.
Good.
Take care.
Okay. Bye now.
Okay. Bye, everybody.